On today's StoryCorps in Cincinnati, Salwa El-Magoli is a groundbreaking academic, the first female dean of the agriculture faculty at Cairo University. Yen Shea is a former P&G researcher who founded Flavor Drive, a local culinary and formulation company. The two are longtime colleagues with a decades-old friendship dating back to their doctoral work at MIT. They recently had the chance to reflect on their friendship and some challenges Salwa faced as a female academic in the Middle East.
You know, as I was looking back, I mean, when you go through life, you don't realize that what you went through or the experience. Both of us were doing postdoc, but you did some incredible things. I mean, you left your husband and your two children to come to America to do further studying.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, you are a superwoman. You're a super incredible in the sense of having the sense of who you are. What drove you to do that? As a woman growing up in a very conservative culture, that you broke probably all the rules by...
I did. I'm a woman that have fight all my life. It is important. Because my first husband was a very difficult man, and he would just put me down. Shut me down all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I don't know if he was envy or what, but it just, he does not like me to have my PhDs. He kept me like 15 years. I want to have a divorce. He will never give it to me. And he said, you want a divorce? You go to the court. I said, I will never put my children through court. So I stayed with him for 15 years.
Wow.
Because he wouldn't give me a divorce.
Wow.
And then when he finally gave me the divorce, he said, you leave the kids. I said, I will leave them. He said, okay, you go out the house without anything, without your clothes, without anything. And the law allowed him to do that.
Wow.
Which is a crazy thing. So I just went with my suitcase, have nothing. That was my lowest, because I wasn't knowing if I'm going to get the children back or not. So I went to my brother and I actually slept on the floor at my brother's house. Then I got this job in Saudi Arabia where, you know, 1 month they pay you a whole year.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it was just like incredible. So I said, I go to hell for that.
I wanted to focus some other incredible stuff that you have done, because you became the first woman dean at your university, which is the Cairo University.
Yeah. The big thing in my life that I honor and cherish, that I was the dean of my faculty, which is domineering by men. I'm so proud of myself. I was like the 27th dean of this faculty. And when it started, they would have English people, because Egypt was occupied
by the British.
So you have all the British photos in.
I remember all
the deans, and I am the picture of the only woman there.
I remember I visited you. That was so impressive.
It's an incredible feeling. I was so happy. I was so proud of myself. I told my colleagues, I have made history. You will not be able to take me from history. My picture will be there for everyone to see.
StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr., U.S. Bank Foundation, and the Johnson Foundation for their support.